Alright, what's up? It's Alex, and today I'm gonna be ranking all the Travis projects just because I'm a really passionate Travis Scott fan. So I figured you might as well just rank them all. So let's just go ahead and get started. First, I guess we'll go worst to best. That makes the most sense. Worst, in my opinion, Travis project that he's been on or been a part of or is on, I think, is the Huncho Jack Huncho album. Now, when I'm saying this, I don't actually mean the album's trash. I just think there's a lot of filler in this. It definitely doesn't feel like it was really taking time or any kind of real attention was put into this album. It definitely feels like it was maybe not rushed, but I feel like it was kind of giving Travis and Quavo some hype while Travis was building his Astroworld project and Quavo was inevitably building his, you know, Quavo album on the side. So I feel like it was something for them to kind of keep everyone occupied for a decent amount until they were dropping their solo projects later on, or not their solo, but their main projects later on. I do think there's a few good songs, like Dubai Shit goes hard, Huncho Jack goes hard, but then there's songs like best man or like Right Hand or something like that. I think it's Best Man. They're just fucking lame, like it's just corny, and that's kind of the best way to describe the album. It's just bad and lame. But Dubai Shit and Huncho Jack definitely saved the album for me. Worst projects is probably that one, and I'll say above it, but barely above it, probably like not even above it, is Owl Pharaoh. I think Owl Pharaoh is definitely Travis's most experimental project, hands down. That's also because this was his most kind of like first big step into like being Travis Scott, you know? And I think that's a big deal because he had the most room to experiment, and that's why it is just happens to be the most experimental project in his arsenal, basically, is because it was such an early project. But I do think there's some good songs off here. It's definitely different from current Travis, and if you listen to it, you can definitely feel a growth in the artist, and he definitely found a sound, you know, past his project. But I would say it's an project, meh. You're not really gonna catch me on it. There's not too many songs I really listen to off of it, but did it help his growth? Yeah, sure, whatever. Was it worth it? I don't know, but it definitely helped him get to where he's at now. But now, after Owl Pharaoh, I would honestly go with Rodeo. Now, this is kind of an iffy spot because I know a lot of people are like, what the fuck? Like, some people would rate Rodeo as his best album. And this is to the point where none of these albums are bad. After Owl Pharaoh, I wouldn't say the rest of these albums are bad. None of these are bad. Rodeo is a great album. It's a phenomenal album. The production, the samples, the story, the mixing, everything about this album is so good. There is just, my issue with this album is I feel like a lot, even though all the songs are good on the album, I just feel like some of these songs, you know, you listen to once or two times and you're just kind of like, all right, like, that was a good song, but, you know, I'm chilling. I'm not really going to add that to the playlist, but it's a good song. And I feel like that's a lot of what Rodeo is. It's a lot of like, oh, cool, cool, cool. You know, all these songs are really, really good. But let me add like two or three of these to the playlist. And, you know, that sounds like 90210 and, you know, like Oh My and Maria I'm Drunk that just got shown on Apple Music. And that song's been out for years. Or Maria I'm Drunk. I don't know what the fuck it is. But anyways, there's a lot of good songs on this project. And I think the music videos that accompany this album is also really good. I just think there's some filler in it, personally. But Rodeo is still really, really good. So after Rodeo goes Birds. So Birds. Okay, this is kind of hard because I think Birds and Days Before Rodeo is a tie. Birds and Days Before Rodeo is a tie for me. I think both of these projects you can listen to all the way through, and they're great projects, super solid projects. They're super fun to listen to. Definitely have their own vibes and own like sound to it, but I think they're just so fucking good, both of them. And I think Days Before Rodeo is so interesting because I think it's better than Rodeo, and it's his, you know, his mixtape prior to the actual album being released. It was kind of just a get people hyped for the album, but I think Days Before Rodeo is way better than Rodeo. Astronomically better than fucking Rodeo. I think Days Before Rodeo is way better. And I do believe that Days Before Rodeo just has a better vibe. You know, there's definitely like a really big party vibe on Days Before Rodeo. This is not really on Rodeo. But I think that lends itself because Days Before Rodeo, Travis doesn't take it that seriously. It's not, you know, there's no real cohesive like actual album feeling in the mixtape, but it's just banger after banger after banger after banger to it's undeniably better in Rodeo, in my opinion. And then you have Birds. So I think Birds is also the same thing as Days Before Rodeo, where it's just banger after banger after banger. There's not a lot of filler in Birds, and I think that's what I like the most about it, is that I can listen to a song, put on shuffle, and listen to the next one. I feel like on Rodeo he's like shuffle next, and it's like so I'll skip that one. Okay, this is good. That song ends, I'll skip the next. Like, that's kind of Rodeo is. I feel like Birds is the same way, like Days, where I can just listen to it, repeat, straight up shuffle, not shuffle, all the way through, and no problem. Now I would say the same thing with Birds, is that Birds isn't really a story. It's not really, but it definitely is Travis's probably darkest project in terms of flow and beat selection and mix. I definitely think it is the most dark project, not in terms of actual what he's saying,
but yeah. So I think Birds is really good. I think, like I said, my only big issue with Birds is that it's just the lack of story. There's a big lack of story with Birds, but I don't think that necessarily destroys the project. That's the only thing I really don't like about it, and it's the only thing I really don't like about Days Before Rodeo either, but I think Days Before Rodeo and Birds really excel past Rodeo because of just the constant bangers and the constant just vibe that both of these projects carry. Because Days Before It is a very, you know, laid back vacation vibe, you know, we're out in the desert, you know, we're out in the desert at night kind of vibe, you know, it's very much like that. And then you have Birds, which is definitely like the dark, you know, smoky atmosphere, darker, melodic, you know, vibe. And it matches well. It goes well. All the songs flow well. And I never really once feel bored throughout those projects. I do think Rodeo, you know, past the first few listens, does get a little stale around like the middle point. But these two projects do exceptionally well at keeping me entertained and keeping my attention. So there's that. Now, the best and obvious, you know, Travis project that I'm referring to as number one would be Astroworld. Now, Astroworld is definitely newer than all of these, so I do have the most honeymoon time with it. I'm still kind of listening to it every now and then. So, like, in 5 years from now, my ratings could change. You know, Astroworld might be under Days, it might be under Birds, might be at the bottom. I don't know, probably not, but you get what I'm saying. Things are subject to change throughout listening history and stuff like that, no matter what. Astroworld is really fucking good. Now, Astroworld takes everything I like from Birds and Days, where it's just like constant banger, 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 fire song, fire song, fire song, and it mixes that with the great storytelling and great kind of grasp that Rodeo had, that none of the other projects really had. And it's amazing because Astroworld does have not necessary story, but the things he's saying, the things that he's talking about is definitely there, and it's definitely, you know, you can feel it. It's in this, it's in the music, it's in the vibe, it's in the songs, it's everywhere, you know, it's in the album art, it's in the way the project was rolled out, it's in everything. And I think that's important to note, is that Astroworld, especially with the Astroworld rollout compared to any of his other projects, was insane. Astroworld was teased before Birds. Everyone was kind of like mad that he dropped Birds and didn't drop Astroworld. Everyone was mad because he had been teasing Astroworld since Rodeo, and it's been this long project. And, you know, he's even admitted that Birds is kind of was like his way of just telling us to wait for Astroworld, basically. And it's understandable. He probably wanted to perfect Astroworld to the best it could be, and I think he did that. I think Astroworld is dead. Honestly, Astroworld project of the year. Project of the fucking year. There's nothing that's gets even fucking close to Astroworld, if we're honest. Astroworld is 9 to 10 out of 10 for me. It's almost near perfection in my eyes. You know, from the first song to the last song, it's banger, 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 banger. Like, there's not even a second to stop and just listen or chill. It's just amazing all the way fucking through. And I think one of the best things I love about the project is that the transitions. Whenever you listen to a song, sometimes like Sicko Mode has like kind of like two songs in one, kind of. And I like that, you know, it feels like there's two in one. You feel like you're getting more than what you're actually listening to, which is good. But then, like, okay, Rip Screw ends and the transition is so smooth to the next song. It's so smooth, you know, after Stargazing, the original song, it transitions so well to the next. And that's a constant thing through Astroworld, is that it's just constantly smooth and smooth transitions. And that's a big thing for me. I hate when albums feel very chopped up, very, okay, we did this song, like, you know, like that. Astroworld feels like just one cohesive line of music. And I like that. And none of the other Travis Scott projects really give me that feeling. And, you know, like I said, Rodeo, I feel like it got a little bored halfway through. Days, whatever. I think Astroworld definitely just has the best of everything from Travis, from beat picking, producing, mixing, audio, vocals, lyrics, and storytelling. I think it's just really, really good on Astroworld. I think he took a lot of the things that he did great on other albums, you know, amped it up, made it even better, took all the things that he was kind of lacking in other projects compared to other projects that he had also done, and made those also better, and, you know, implemented them in a really good way. So I think Astroworld, Travis's best project. I think Birds and Days are tied, you know, neck and neck in a lot of ways. Kind of hard to put one of the over the other for me. Then Rodeo, Owl Pharaoh, then Honcho Jack Honcho. But that's just my fucking opinion, and what the fuck does my opinion even mean? So anyways, that's all I have to say for Travis. I mean, I guess I could go through and give a number for everything. So Honcho Jack, I'm probably give that like a 2, like a 3. Owl Pharaoh, probably like a 3, 4. And then after Owl Pharaoh, what is it, Rodeo? Probably give Rodeo like a 6, 5 or 6. Days, I probably get like a 7.5, almost 8. And Birds, probably 7.5. Solid, not an 8, but definitely 7.5. And then Astroworld, fucking 9.5, honestly. Just a beautiful project. I remember listening to that project the day it came out, and I was just like, wow, like, this shit hits every song, every line, every verse, every beat, every transition, every fucking thing about Astroworld hits, you know? The merch rollout, the drop, the vibe, that you couldn't go on Twitter, Instagram, anything without seeing anything related towards Astroworld for like a good like week or two. That's a really long album in terms of lasting on social media. Albums don't last that long on social media at all. So, and especially in a positive way, like Astroworld was lasting, that's really, really different. And not that, especially with something as heavily waited for, I guess, is Astro. We've been waiting on Astro since Rodeo, so it's been a long time. And I think Down definitely delivered on the hype. I think the hype was worth it. I think the wait was worth it. Great project. That's it. What the fuck do I know? Anyways, if you guys like this shit, like this shit. If you guys like this shit, subscribe to this shit. And I guess we'll get this shit going with some more shit later on. But that's enough shit for today. I'm out.